Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greetings, brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's me, James Glory, from Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, with a short message for you today to encourage you in spite of your troubles, tribulations, and fears. I have just had a phone call. I have a very dear friend, and though not specifically what you may call a full-on Christian, he still has a modicum of belief, a little faith, and that was measured and proved by his phone call to me today. He is going through some difficulties, and he specifically said to me, James, where in the scriptures can I find courage? Because I so desperately need it in my difficult times. And so thus, being a man of the word and always willing to prove that God has counted all these things in advance, I said, do you want to hear them? And he said, yes, hallelujah. So first of all, I read to him from Psalm 23:14, the words of the psalmist, hallelujah. Can you have his confidence today? If you are like my friends going through difficulties and troubles and tribulations, he said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Here the psalmist describes a process. With faith, you are waiting on God. Even though your eyes may tell you, oh, it's all going wrong, things are getting worse, God hasn't heard my prayers. He says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. If you will show faith and wait on God, the courage is displayed there. And God is a rewarder of faith, and he shall strengthen your heart until he brings his plans and purposes for you, your answers, to pass. Wait, he says, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Consider the words of the prophet Isaiah in chapter 43, verse 2. Isaiah speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. His voice echoing down through the ages to my friend and to you today. If you have mountains to climb, figuratively, troubles and tribulations, problems, whether they be mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, financial, whatever they may be, he says to you, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. He uses the examples here, the Holy Spirit, of water, of fire, the things that where you could drown or be burnt to death. And in your problems, your trials, your troubles, it could seem that you're in over your neck, or you can't breathe with the smoke, or you're burning with fear almost. But God says to you, he will be with you. And that these rivers, these troubles, these problems, they will not overflow you. Hallelujah. And through the fire, you will not be burned, nor shall the flame kindle upon you, because he's with you. And you need to use that faith I described before. You need to apply that courage that God gives you. He strengthens your heart. Hallelujah. Today, consider the Apostle Paul. And I said these words to my friend over the phone, and I say them to you today, confidently, that God hears prayer. And no matter what you are going through, troubles, tribulations, trials, whatever, as I've said, personally, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, in your marriage, whatever, consider now the attitude of the mighty Apostle Paul. And if you look in scripture, we know what he went through. He was stoned, he was whipped, he was imprisoned for the gospel, eventually killed. And this was a man who persecuted the Church of Jesus Christ until the road to Damascus experience. Hallelujah. And he says, after all these things, will you have this attitude? He says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. What an attitude. Will you have that attitude today? For if you have looked to and trusted on the finished work of Christ Jesus to be enough to pay the price for your sins and to escape the wrath of God, the righteous judgment of God, then you are accepted in the Beloved, and thus you are in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah, yes. And then nothing will be able to separate you from God's love. Praise the Lord. Consider again through Isaiah. God speaks to your situation today. As he spoke to my friend on the phone, he says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Hallelujah. You see here again the word strengthen is mentioned. And again, fear not. Fear not. And the promises. He says he will, he will, he will not, might not, maybe, but will help you. Will you have faith today and trust in what God's word says to you in the middle of your difficulties? For consider this. How mighty is our God in your problems. Deuteronomy 33:27 says, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them." And here figuratively today, your enemies are your fear, your worries, your troubles, your problems, your trials, your tribulations. God shall thrust them out from before you when you apply that faith, because underneath you cannot fall. Hallelujah, too far, because underneath are his wonderful everlasting arms. He is your refuge. Hallelujah, as the word says to you today. Yes, indeed, Philippians 4:13 says you can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth you. Hallelujah, all things. And then them all things is to have faith, is to wait on God, as mentioned before, is to have courage, is to draw on his strength, is to look to the example of Christ Jesus, to look to his example. Because remember, before he went to the cross, he prayed. And he was frightened. He was frightened himself. Hallelujah. But he said, "Yet not my will, but yours I pray." He believed. And also just before in John 17, he said, "Thy word is truth." Christ Jesus himself drew on the authority and the power and the sure and certain confidence of the scriptures and went to the cross. He didn't come down of the cross. Hallelujah. Though he could have done. He went all the way for you. Glory to God, because of what God's word has promised him. Hallelujah. Yes, Isaiah 43:1 says, "But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Be encouraged, be strengthened, be counseled by the word of God today. Have faith, and if you wait on the Lord, your strength will return. Hallelujah. You will not be weary of all the troubles and trials, because God is your refuge, remember. Hallelujah. He is a rock, and all those who trust in him shall not be put to shame. Yes, and then you shall be able to say, like Isaiah 51:11, "Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning will flee away." So thus I counseled and encouraged my friend through the words of God. And after the phone call, at the end, he was rejoicing. Hallelujah. He drew on the strength of the scriptures. He looked to Christ Jesus, believing that his finished word in the scriptures is enough to encourage you. It is truth. The Bible just doesn't contain bits and bats of truth. As a whole, it is truth. So today, stand on God's word in the middle of your fears, no matter what your troubles and tribulations may be. As I've said, whether mental, emotional, financial, physical, spiritual, or even marital, and believe that God is able to do above and beyond all that you could possibly think or imagine. Hallelujah. Have faith. It tells you to wait on the Lord. He will strengthen you. He will encourage you. Glory to God. He will drive out these fears from before you, for underneath are his everlasting arms. This is James Glory in the north of England, blessing you today. Be like my friend and believe what God says to you in the midst of your troubles today, for he cannot lie and he will not fail you. And according to the promises of God, that is a promise. Amen.